Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week we have a story from The Jaded Apothecary, a blog on WordPress. And here is, my niece asked me to take her to the circus, and I ended up having to teach her about animal rights. Sort of. The circus is coming to our town soon, and my little niece, quite possibly the biggest lover of animals this world has ever known, asked to go. I love the circus, Uncle Jaded, she proclaimed. Really, sweetheart? I ask. Yes, animals are fuzzy, and they do tricks in the wild, she stated. Actually, darling, they don't, I said. Her face dropped with disappointment. What do you mean? She asked. There are animals in the wild, fuzzy ones. True, I replied, but they don't paint pictures or start spontaneous conga lines. I love conga lines, she said. Great. Elephants don't, though. In fact, to be honest, you really shouldn't like the circus at all, sweet girl. Why not? She asks. Crap. It always falls on me to teach this child the toughest lessons of life. All right, sit down a moment and focus, I said. She sat down and stared at me, blinking intermittently like an adorable cartoon character. I used to love the circus when I was your age, too. But when I got older, I learned they don't always treat the animals very well. And even if they do, I came to realize elephants, horses, tigers, and all their animal friends probably aren't too jazzed about having to perform 10 shows a week covered in glitter and surrounded by clowns. I hate clowns, she said. That's good, sweetheart. Clowns are evil, and they're all drunks. Blink, blink. Any questions? Well, who told you circuses with animals are bad? She asks. Honestly? Nobody. I mean, I've seen representatives from PETA ranting and raving, but they're all Nazis and can't be taken seriously, I said. I could see her processing that, so I immediately continued. I was actually able to figure it out for myself the last time I went to the circus. See, there was an act with elephants doing a conga line and holding each other's tails. Conga! She said joyfully. Right, conga. That's not the point, though. Stay alert, sugar. She regained her expression of focused attention. So, during the act, a baby elephant lost its grip on the tail of the elephant in front of it, and one of the circus employees tapped it immediately with a wand. A magic wand that gives love taps? She asked. No, honey, magic love tap wands don't have high voltage warnings on them. But this wand did. The elephant seemed scared and panicked, and it desperately tried to catch up and grab the other elephant's tail. Now, while I admit I may have interpreted the situation to be worse than it was, the whole thing just broke my heart, and I never went to the circus again. So, I can't ever go to the circus? She asked. Oh, honey, of course you can, just not with animals. We'll go to circuses with human performers. Those are okay. Why are those okay? Because nobody cares if people get tased or locked in cages, I replied. But when animals do, we get sad, because animals don't deserve it. Many people do, though, like politicians and those who use Twitter references in regular conversation. Hashtag morons, am I right? Blink, blink. Anyway, those are my thoughts on the circus, honey, I said. But you should keep on loving animals like you do. That's a wonderful thing. This girl at school, Angie, told me I'm stupid for liking animals, Uncle Jaded, she replied. Did she? Really? Yes, she said. She also told me I'm chunky and my puppy shirt is dumb. Well, you listen here, Angel. I knelt down to her level. You're smart, you're beautiful, and your puppy shirt is the most wonderful shirt ever. And as for Angie... She's a skank, honey. Everybody thinks so. I like skunks. Not the same thing. Anyway, ignore Angie. She'll get hers. Trust me. Once you get to high school, Karma will take care of things. How? She asked. Well, Angie will learn that they don't make prom dresses for pregnant girls with boyfriends locked up for selling crack out of a stolen car. Remember that, okay? It's as important as brushing your teeth twice a day. Only stupid girls get knocked up by thieving crack dealers. Only stupid girls get their doors knocked by car dealers, she triumphantly repeated. Close enough, I said, slightly concerned I'd get a call from my sister later that day questioning my approach to uncle-ing. Uncle Jaden, she asked, since I can't go to the circus, will you take me to the zoo? Sure, I said. Why is the zoo okay but the circus isn't? That's a good question, and depending on who you ask, you might get a different answer, I replied. But I think the zoo is better because education is more important there than entertainment. They also have less glitter and zero conga lines. Conga! She yelled. Can we conga at the zoo, Uncle Jaden? Of course we can, I replied. We'll do it in front of the elephants. It'll be a strange, full-circle way of apologizing to them for ever having had to conga for us. Yay! Hashtag conga! She yelled. No, honey, you can't use Twitter. And then I stopped myself. I had taught her so much already about clowns and skanks and crack dealers. It was enough for one day. Off to the zoo! I shouted. Yay! No drunk, skanky clowns! She replied. I got a call from my sister that evening. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we're on to more Does This Happen to You? Moments.